Item 157, request of Kevin Fitz to address council regarding the city's relationship with Home Forward.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me get situated. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. My name, for the record, my name is Kevin Fitz. I head a nonprofit called the Oregon Mental Health Consumer Association, but I'm not here representing them today. I'm just speaking as a citizen of Portland.
Thank you.
I have 3 minutes, and I just want to take 10 seconds to say, you know, I am particularly impacted as a low-income person living with severe mental illness of the burdens of economic issues, et cetera, and struggle to get my voice heard in policy. But I am impacted so significantly in the last couple of years by the death of my parents, the death of my nephew, Garrett, of Matthew, by opiate overdose, my other nephew in Eastern Oregon State Prison due to eviction and opiate problems, and my sister-in-law suffering with acute leukemia in Swedish Hospital in downtown Seattle. And so they are in my thoughts. I came here to talk to you about the issue of the City of Portland's oversight and connection to the public housing authority called Home Forward. In 1992, you signed an agreement, an intergovernmental agreement with then Housing Authority of Portland to give them some authority to run the public housing authority in Portland with issues of your appointing four of the governing board of that and the Multnomah County 2 and the City of Gresham 2. It is the issue that I have currently as a tenant of this public housing authority and being able to get my needs met consequentially from a staff that is challenged by tremendous turnover, stress, and high client loads. I have filed a complaint with the Housing and Urban Development Office of Fair Housing in Seattle, and I am seeking an attorney to seek support for what I see as discrimination around my rights as a tenant. And I've also reached out to Dennis Richardson's office and Representative Walden's office for support at a federal level with HUD and at the state level with the oversight and audit of that public entity, the Home Forward. So to that end, I would like to ask for your support with your interim housing director to see if we could get somebody to help me deal with some of these issues. I don't want to air this laundry publicly, but just some of these issues I'm having as a tenant and getting my needs met. I just would like just to take the last 10 seconds and have a moment of silence for people who are in pain and suffering with health issues or opiate issues or houselessness issues.
Mr. Fitz, can I ask you a question? As you know, there is a position on the board of directors for Home Forward set aside for a resident. And that's a very important position because the perspective of the resident is often, I think, overlooked or shortchanged in decision-making. Have you considered at some point whether you would put your name forward in nomination for a future for that position in the future?
It's an interesting question. One of the things that I do in my day job is I work to loosen the grip of what I call benevolent paternalism. Particularly, one of the issues we're facing nationally is the description between what we call the administrative bureaucratic blue church on the Democratic side and what they call on the Republican side the grassroots activists of the red religion. And so what we're trying to challenge is how do we get the voice of the consumer more involved in these policy and governance boards that moves beyond just tokenism or becoming a bureaucratic mascot or an administrative lapdog. And so some of those things we're trying to challenge. I have considered it. I have so much other things to do legislatively around mental health and consumer issues. I have thought about it. So I have issues with, they have to have an administrative plan they're supposed to show and let all the tenants know about every year. They're supposed to publish when their resident advisory council meets to the public every other month, stuff like that. And I know they're short-staffed and they're stressed. The epidemic of houselessness and homelessness and trying to provide housing services for people in poverty with disabilities is a tall order. So.
Well, and I'm not here to alibi for Home Forward, but I will tell you that given the president's budget that he just put on the table, president's budget eliminates, for example, any capital funding to housing authorities across the country to maintain the stock of public housing, wipes it out in order to cover the costs, in order to pay for the tax cut and the wall. It severely cuts back on voucher programs, which we desperately need, and since you mentioned the Office of Fair Housing, it significantly cuts funding for fair housing. Overall, it proposes an 18% cut in HUD, which would be a wipeout from our point of view. So, anyway, thank you for coming forward today, and I'm sure the city and the Housing Commissioner can get more details about your complaint.
Just to follow up, it was particularly under Reagan who cut 60% of HUD funding from the federal budget long, long time ago, and it's been no add back since, and it is a disastrous.
I think just one final point on this. People sometimes, and more now than ever, have raised the question of what should be the federal role in housing. No one questions the fact that we have $200 billion in foregone revenue by offering tax breaks to people who don't need it. And that's the value of providing people like Bill Gates with a deduction for his mortgage and his taxes. Mr. Gates does not need that break. But that's to the tune of $200 billion. Our total federal budget to help people shut out of the marketplace, which is over 50 million Americans, is $40 billion. So our priorities are completely reversed. And this budget will do even more damage. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carla.